follow the leader. That is our topic for this week. And we've been sharing on how the Lord is our good shepherd. It says in Isaiah 40 verse 11 that he will feed his flock like a shepherd. And I think one of the essential things about being a shepherd is that you ensure that your flock is well fed and well nourished. Eating and drinking, staying hydrated is a part of our everyday life. It's a part of surviving. Food and water give us the energy, the nutrients that we need to survive. It's our fuel. And so we'll be diving a bit more into how Jesus, as our shepherd, nourishes and replenishes us. And so in John 6, verse 35, it says, "And Jesus said to them, 'I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst.'" Jesus calls himself the bread of life. He says, those who come to me will never hunger, and those who believe in me will never thirst. In John 10, verse 10 to 11, it says, "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep." Here we see again that Jesus is speaking about his life and how he, as a good shepherd, gives his life to his sheep. You see, many times when we hear the saying, "gives his life," we think, oh yeah, he just laid his life down for us on the cross. He surrendered it all. But for me, it's so much more than that, because I believe this was an exchange of his life for our deadness. And I believe that Jesus is saying what will nourish you, what will keep you going and keep you steady, give you energy, is to understand that I am the bread of life. And I want to give you life and life in abundance. In 2 Peter 1 verse 3, in the Amplified Classic, it says, "For his divine power has bestowed upon us all things that are requisite and suited to life and godliness, through the full personal knowledge of him who called us by and to his own glory and excellence," or his virtue. When we get a revelation of the life-giving power that is within us, it will nourish us. It will satisfy us. He says that when you eat of me, when you believe that I am the bread of life, you will never hunger and you will never thirst. He wants you to know that in him is abundant life. And when we get a revelation of that, it will flow out into every area. It says all things. We've been given all things. That is for our physical health, our mental health, our emotional health. Every area of our lives can be covered with this life that is so freely given to us by our good shepherd. And when we follow him, when we are led by him, he continues to wash us with his life. So always remember that you are highly favored and deeply loved.